Yeah, sorry about that, guys. I know it's a Lions victory Monday, but I Rico and I both, like Night at the Roxbury, just looked over at Jeremy when he had that report. Again, the WNBA had its best year ever. Cutscene, lost $50 million.
No, the fact that you're going to sit out a year.
Fine, it'll clear up time for hockey highlights.
No,
I'm good.
I think at that point, kind of like when baseball hit that strike or when hockey, yeah, this will be the detriment of your league.
And well, the NBA owners own like 45% of that league, losing $50 million a year. Okay, opt out of the CBA. You think a better deal's on the horizon? Look, someone's advising them. They're way smarter than me. I don't care. I'm so tired of hearing about it. The product is
maybe
awful.
They want the NBA to step up and pay more.
Evan just showed me some of like the blooper reel from last night's Game 5. I'm going, this can't be the height of the product. A Game 5 of your finals. Air ball, miss layup. I'm like, I can't.
From their best players doing it. The best players were doing it.
Ionescu shot like 1 of 20.
He was 1 of 19.
Well, you
can't
know.
Do it.
Kobe's rolling over in his grave.
No, if
you know what she did? She channeled the spirit of John Starks in Game 7.
Or Ray Allen. The point is, if you like it, good for you. I don't have to. All right, Lions football. It's a victory Monday. We are absolutely thrilled they won that football game. However, we got some red flags. So the win was incredible because it's all hands on deck. Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn were incredible. More on Glenn in a second. It took perfection from your quarterback. Again, Jared Goff, MVP candidate. Perfection on offense. Need a field goal, 15 seconds to go. And you get a huge win divisionally. And huge win for home field. But how you did it, I don't think it's sustainable. The Lions generally blitz about 27% of the time. Yesterday, I think it was 57%. All right, so close to a 60% blitz rate. You totaled 15 pressures. Aiden Hutchinson had 15 pressures by himself against Seattle. Then you go, well, we got to the quarterback three times. Once on a Hail Mary, once at the line of scrimmage, scrambling, and once when the center, instead of pulling, tripped over his ding-ding and face-planted. Guys, it's not sustainable. Asking Aaron Glenn and the players in that locker room to go out and over half the time blitz, it's not going to work. Sam Darnold had almost 3.3 seconds per pass. Do you know what good pass protection is in the NFL? If you're given 2.5 seconds, you are a made man in the NFL. Yeah. 3.3? The Lions had their lowest pass rush win rate of the season. Look, Aiden was missed. It's an incredible win. It's what good teams do, and your team is very good. But if we're looking for a parade down Woodward, I walked out of that game equal parts happy and convinced they need to make a trade. They need a pass rusher. Now, it doesn't have to be today, and I'm not one of these hosts who's going to get angry. Like, you have some people at this station that want to get all angry when people bring up Max Crosby. Why? Make them say no. Why? You got TJ texting the guy left and right. What the hell's the difference? Dream. I mean, Christ, Khalil Mack got traded out of nowhere. How about now? I just talked to Rieger. He's out there. His feet are up. He did shower today. We're very excited. Well, he came in after playing golf a couple weeks ago. He stunk like a homeless person. But he said there's now reports coming out of Cleveland. Teams are kicking the tires on Myles Garrett. Well, good. Be one of the teams to kick that tire. I'm not saying you have to do it. I don't want to see you do anything injurious. But if you came to me and said it was 2 first-round picks and a second for Myles Garrett, and I'd have to do some Yale capology to... Done! Mm-hmm. Done. Because this is the best team in my life for the Detroit Lions, and you have a major issue up front. Davenport's dead. Aiden's dead. If yesterday's the model for how they got to win, Rico, where Goff's basically got to go 20 out of 21 and you got to blitz 60% of the time, that's not the recipe.
Yeah, because you ended up winning the game by 2. You got to play mistake-free football, meaning Goff, no interceptions. You suffered a fumble and you were able to recover from that, but you're not going to play perfect football and you're not going to be able to just do that. Because the beauty of it, hold on, Mike, the beauty of it was Minnesota had no tape on what you were going to do defensively. Okay, now the rest of the league sees, oh, this is it? Are you really going to try to blitz over 50% of the time? We'll come up with some new plays.
And again, the high in the league is about 36%, which is Denver and Minnesota. Just to give you a context for what a blitz rate that approaches 60% looks like. I mean, that's chaos. Now, is your offense good enough to keep you in just about every game? Yes. But we're trying to win a Super Bowl. So I'd like to know what you came out of it with yesterday. I mean, obviously, Goff MVP stuff, we should have a conversation. Do you realize over the last 4 weeks, you have more touchdowns, 18, than you have incompletions, 16, in four games? That is a level of offensive perfection I don't know that I've ever seen. Is that sustainable? Probably not. And it's not fair to the offense to put him in a position where that becomes the expectation. So I'd like to know where you're at with it. 248-539-9797. It was an incredible job. But I think the Lions are self-aware. Dan Campbell talked about it today. Greg Olsen talked about it on the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any intelligent person.
Anybody who knows football saw that.
Right. Now, you're getting a lot of the irrational euphoria callers on the other day parts. We're winning it all. Okay, cool. Then just you guys stay there and we'll be here. Like, I want to talk reality. This team is really good, and they're missing one real big piece. I can't. 2 weeks from tomorrow, Brad's got to deliver the mail on something.
Because my biggest fear was they're going to fall in love and say, hey, we got this done against Minnesota. We got Tennessee coming in. You're 10.5-point favorites. You know what? This works. But I was very encouraged when I heard what David said. Dan Campbell sees this. They see this. So they're not being seduced by, you know, winning, but it's not sustainable because, guys, like it or not, I know they're going to go 15-2, 14-3. There are a lot of good quarterbacks that will take advantage of the fact that you can't put pressure to them and they'll pick the team apart. You don't want that to happen. You got Love. You got Allen. You got Stroud. You Caleb Williams. You have quarterbacks that are coming down the pipe. You got to be able to put the pressure on them, make them uncomfortable, and actually get to them when you do blitz and get sacks, meaningful sacks, not last play of the game sack.
I think the stat that I saw was 27 four-man rushes, no blitz, 3 pressures. Unsustainable. I'm thrilled you pulled it off yesterday, and you'll drop a bomb on the Titans because they don't even want to get out of bed in the morning. But before November 5th, we got to do something here now. And I'm not pounding the desk and making a demand. I'm also not mad. Like, I want people to dream. The beauty of sports is you get to dream about something you've never gotten before. Part of that is shoot for the stars. Both the Browns and the Raiders are in complete disrepair. Find out the pricing. Look, if they come back with something offensive, you say no. But I don't get why people get triggered by it. This makes no sense to me. Like, I'm going to get mad at a listener, Rico, because they want Max Crosby. Why? You know what? Here's 3 first-round picks. Let's go. Mm-hmm. If that's not good enough for you, well, keep them and keep losing. I don't care. Myles Garrett, oh, face of the franchise. Woo! Great, you were just calling out the fans yesterday, and the town hates the team. So how do you want to spend your last formative years?
Brother, Niners lose to the Cowboys. You can call for Nick Bosa. Dream big.
Wait a minute. I'm in. Does that include his gigantic helmet he wears?
Yeah, if you're offering 3 first-round picks, come on.
Nick Bosa? Oh, I'm in. This is great. Are you reporting that?
No.
I'm kidding. 248-539-9797.
I was about to go breaking news here.
I know.
I said lose to the Cowboys.
Here's what we'll do. We'll let Kenny screen the calls. We will get to those calls next. We'll get some ticket texts as well. Incredible win by the Lions yesterday. But are you more convinced than ever they've got to add a pass rusher? 248-539-9797. Rico.
Mike, what do you need to do? Be curious.
Oh! I was about to say something entirely different.
No. Not while the mics are on. I was trying to...
Nope.
No.
No. No, David. No.
I was trying to set Mike up for Radio Tease.
All right, I'd ask Kenny to. I'd ask for the ticket text, but that would require Kenny to read. So we'll opt for something safer. We'll go to Mike in Clinton Township, 97. Just seeing if you're paying attention, Kenny.
Hey, Mike.
Mike, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Let me start off by saying thanks. For over the years, we've talked maybe 10 times, and you make my ride home from work great.
Oh, well, thank you, bud.
That said, you always go one step so too far that you drive me crazy.
Okay.
I agree with everything you're saying about trading for the defense and everything you're saying about the defense. Agree. I want to see a deal. That said, when you take that last baby step and you say, there's no way this Lions team can win a Super Bowl as is, then I say, oh, wait a minute. That offense is historic. We may be looking at the kind of offense that we're looking back at, you know, 30 for 30, making a play on. We're getting past the small sample size. That four game, the stat you keep reading, the touchdowns more than incompletions.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Absolutely. With a historic level offense, could this team as is win it? Yes.
Okay, so I want to make you a deal. This is a deal between gentlemen. Are you ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
If it is the first day of December, and this team is in control of their own destiny for home field advantage, which means they play indoors as far as they go, and the offense is still humming like this, I will come to your side of things. But there's a long way between now and that. Is that fair?
That's fair, but we're starting to get past that small sample size. When you start getting it, one or two games like this, okay. You get to like four,
yeah,
and you have to start going, oh my.
Yeah, I agree with that. I get very leery of the one-dimensional team, meaning, hey, offensively, we're electric. We have to be perfect. In the playoffs, it always feels like that falls apart. And then two, Mike, listen, if you trade for an edge rusher, and it doesn't have to be some of the sexier names, if you go out and get help, we're all aboard. I'm with you. Mike, I said they were winning the Super Bowl before the year started. The problem is they lost both their edge guys.
That's what I'm saying. I agree with you. I want to see their odds will go way up. This should be the Super Bowl favorite, bar none, in the league right now. But it's not because of the defense.
Yeah, and again, I think you are the favorite in the NFC. I'm comfortable saying that. Yeah. NFL, I can't get there yet. I do think there's another level to achieve to become maybe a Baltimore, a team of that ilk. And I'm not ready to throw Kansas City totally in the garbage, albeit I think what they're doing is fake.
Yeah, and I think for some reason just Baltimore was just built to beat this Lions team. That's the one team I don't really think you want to face. And
what about playoff Lamar?
But can I add a caveat to what you said to the caller?
Yes.
It's injuries. They have not dealt with one on the offense. Yes, Frank Ragnow is dealing with his bicep.
He doesn't get injured.
But being banged up in December matters. If you're missing LaPorta for a game or two, that matters. I get what they're playing at right now,
right.
But this isn't right. This isn't December or January football yet.
It's also the bridge between what Goff and this offense and Ben Johnson are doing right now, fellas, and then saying, okay, well, it's going to carry over for 15 more weeks.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to go there.
Right.
So, David, you mean having a receiver throw up on himself or now one with a blown out ACL and MCL?
Yeah, he's done for the year. Yeah. Sorry, Rico.
At least he got paid. And it goes to, what did I say at the beginning?
Don't pay receivers.
You don't pay receivers that much money.
Look, man, you're talking to a Giants fan. You think I'm giving you sympathy?
No. You got the Yankees right now. You don't care. Yes, give me some sympathy.
His quarterback hasn't won a home game since he signed the contract.
He's got the Yankees.
Listen,
Soto.
It's just a shame that your cute little ball club didn't make it to play the Yankees. Oh, I'm sure pitching chaos really would have worked.
Would have struck Soto out.
No, but Soto's the example for what the Lions need to do. Because it's about players, not place.
Yeah, I went back and watched that at bat.
And by the way, look, Brian Anderson, I bitch about play-by-play a lot now. Brian Anderson on TBS is very good with baseball. But they were, it was him and Ron Darling and I forget the other numbnuts. It doesn't matter. The point is, every pitch, one of the guys was like, fellas, he's stalking Hunter Gaddis right now. Like, he was looking at the mound and, like, nodding his head. He's licking his lips. He's like, I'm like, he looked like a serial killer. And then the ninth pitch comes, 97 up, and he goes 4.25.
He was Cignetti. Yeah, it was really like, I dare you. You know you want to throw this pitch.
But the reason it's relevant is the Yankees traded for a guy that they had no guarantee to sign. They had to, quote, mortgage their future. Yeah, well, they're in the World Series. There's your future. And the guy they traded for in the seminal moment sent them there. I'm telling you, look at the last couple of Super Bowls, how they've ended. The best player on the field has made the plays. You have to give Aaron Glenn more tools to work with. I don't think it's fair to Aaron Glenn. Hey, Aaron, yeah, what's your plan this week? YOLO. Meanwhile, Ben Johnson's Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous with Robin Leach. That's not fair.
Good example.
You know what I'm saying, though. I mean, come on now. And I'm hoping they do. I still believe in my heart, 2 weeks from tomorrow, they will do something.
I think they're going to do something. I don't think it's going to be the Crosby or the Garrett or this big-time splash.
I know.
I'm trying to set Detroit up. They know they're going to get somebody. It's going to help the team out, but it won't be that person. And it's probably going to cost them a fourth or fifth or sixth round selection.
Oh, God. And then Crosby ends up on the Packers.
Well, the time has come for the drive of the week. And, well, it's the Detroit Lions. They went on an 8-play, 44-yard drive to win the game yesterday against the Minnesota Vikings. Started with Jahmyr Gibbs, a 4-yard run. Then he had a 14-yard run. Then it was a pass for 16 yards from Jared Goff. St. Brown gets a 14-yard reception from Jared Goff. And they set up the game-winning field goal for Jake Bates, 44-yard field goal to win the game, a huge game, division opponent, to get number one in the division. Yes, that's what I went with, Rico.
Not a fake punt that happened in Champaign?
Not at all.
That was a great play, David.
I was not going with Drive of the Week for that. I was going Drive of the Week. I didn't want to hear from Lions fans.
If they don't do field goals, Jonathan Kim kicked like 13 of them.
He kicked like 15 of them, didn't he? But that is your Drive of the Week. Lions win 31-29.
And I left for 2 seconds. You're talking Michigan State? What the hell happened?
I was giving the Drive of the Week. It was the Lions game-winning field goal drive, and Rico wanted Michigan State's 15,000 field goals.
Well, I was like, if you're doing field, I was like, well, I like the punt, the fake punt in Champaign. He was like, no.
Not at all. Was that going to be the Drive of the Week? I do have some more ticket techs here, though. They need a pass rusher, but I'm softening on spending high capital to get there. But we do need a pass rush.
I would love to fill a room of people who have this weird talking point. I don't want to mortgage the future. I just... Thanksgiving. Like, I feel like they all talk. They all talk in that manner. You do understand the only way you're doing that is if you're landing a all-pro/Hall of Fame type player. What are we mortgaging again? Having the best defense in football next year and a Super Bowl one this year?
Right.
I don't want to mortgage future. I would love to do a focus group with these people just to see what the collective IQ is. Thanksgiving.
Lions owe it to Ben Johnson to make a move for a pass rusher. The dudes came back twice from being the hottest head coach candidate. It's not guaranteed he would do it again. The time is now.
Yeah, it's all in time. Now, again, you got to find the right player and human being, right? Culture matters. And you got to find a team willing to deal. But I'm not going to make fun of people, unlike others. I'm not going to make fun of people when they bring up Max Crosby or Myles Garrett or shoot for the stars. Why? Why would I make fun of him? I've seen those trades happen in all sports.
Yeah.
I got bad news for you. If Wayne Gretzky can get dealt, anybody can.
Yeah, and you've now reached a point that why not you? Like, it used to be one of those things where it's a trade and you're like, yeah, I wish that could be. Yeah. Now you're involved.
I got news for you. There's going to come a day. We're going to be doing Connor McDavid trade shows. It's going to happen. Like, it's we. How many times have we seen this? Look at the NFL. Khalil Mack just got dealt. What? At the height of his powers. You see crazy stuff all the time. I can't believe you landed Christian McCaffrey.
It happens.
The way sports works.
Right. You got a dream, though. I think it's just lowbrow to be like, oh, it'll never happen. Except this backup scumbag. And you're like, why? Why can't we have nice things?
Because you have people like this. All you got to do is have faith in Holmes and Campbell, and that's it. Whatever they do, it will be the right decision.
Okay, great. I'd like to tell you a story about how a man lived inside of a whale.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. It's a fable. It's not real. There's no oxygen supply, David.
Actually, it is.
It's
a blowhole.
No, okay. I don't believe you. Everybody stop.
Let's go through it. So,
let's not go
through it. I've been listening to Green Bay Sports Radio today, often on rumors coming out of Green Bay that the Packers are in talks with the Cleveland Browns for Myles Garrett. We have to get ahead of them.
Thanksgiving. I don't want to tread Marcus' future.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be ready. Got to be ready for when they win their fifth Super Bowl.
I will say I'll defend Cookies on this one. He had a good one-liner last week. He goes, be careful trying to win your third Super Bowl before you win your first. I don't want to mortgage the future. What future? Have the parade. The meteor could take us all out. Who cares?
We're in position to win three Super Bowls.
I want to stay consistently competitive. I would love to do a focus group with these
That's
idiots.
That's not how the NFL works.
That's all the sports in this town. Oh, Steve is setting us up to be consistently decent. Who wants that?
They have two wins now. It's the big win on Saturday.
It's just whenever these people do this talking point, it's what I hear through the speakers. Thanksgiving. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Listen.
Hey, they may be wearing them.
Who, State?
I saw Jonathan Smith talking about the fact that he has that decision. So what is it going to be?
What?
They're unis.
Not a white.
Well, listen, they only have two. We got rid of all the cool stuff.
They're there. They're just, yeah.
It's in storage.
Yeah.
Why don't you get those Illinois faux leather helmets?
Oh, okay, listen, they got made fun of. I thought those were really cool.
I liked them.
Those are really
done.
I
didn't hate them, but.
You just hated the result.
No,
As
I
the game
didn't
went on, I was like,
Thanksgiving.
That was clever. You put the wrap around the helmet. Yeah, I was like, that's actually.
Each helmet took 2 hours to paint, to make.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you hear what the Michigan broadcast, radio broadcast, their sideline reporter, Jason Avant, said about them?
Well,
he said they look like something that, you know, comes out of there.
Your butt?
Diarrhea.
Yeah, so does your offense, Jason.
Oh.
Your offense is a never-ending stream of it.
I was,
with a turnover thrown in every now and then. Don't forget that.
Yeah, when I heard about the leather helmet, I'm like, this isn't going to work. I was like,
it worked.
These actually worked.
I mean, I have no problem with the attempt.
It was just a bad football
game.
Didn't
pop for me.
Thanksgiving.
With the jerseys, it popped. Not one off. That's it. You don't get to wear those ever again.
No, I don't think they will. You only get one 100-year anniversary, don't you? Of red green.
You seeing Davis Warren back this week?
Could be.
Yeah. I think it's Warren or Tuttle. I don't think it's Orgy.
No, but why wouldn't you put Orgy in for some changeup plays like they did previously?
Bob, I don't. Listen, I defer to you.
Previous years when they threw him in every now and then, Bob, he always ran.
Robert, I want to say it to you again.
Yeah.
I have no understanding of anything your staff has done offensively all season.
Well, nobody does.
Especially in the bye week.
Thanksgiving. That's my whole point.
Nobody does.
What did you do on the bye week?
They enjoyed themselves.
Would you go sit at Bo's grave all week?
No,
or did you do some game plan?
They went recruiting. They have to go get some more offensive linemen.
Okay then. What's next?
We're going to the Lions look like they're pretty good. Are they good enough?
No, they're very good.
No, they're excellent.
But they need a pass rush.
Well, of course. But there's never been a Lions quarterback playing like Jared Goff is. And that's not even saying. Even Matthew Stafford at his best
never
faux MVP campaign.
Last 4 weeks, 18 touchdowns, 16 incompletions.
Yeah, 85% completion percentage.
Do you know what Goff's playing like? Peak Drew Brees. Argue it.
Yeah. I mean, he's great at taking what's there. I mean, just.
But he's also cutting it loose, intermediate. Oh, he's too, J-Bo's too fast for him.
What about that dime he dropped to Amon-Ra?
All the stupidity I can't take. Oh, you mean the slot merchant? George Pickens. Yeah, or the best receiver in the sport.
The big question is, was Chris Christie devastated after that game the other day?
Oh.
You think he was upset?
Wait, what do you call? Oh, good old front butt, right?
I didn't say that.
I don't think about
Chris Christie. I don't want to look at Chris Christie.
Did you hear what Dan Campbell said about Chris Christie today?
No, I don't know.
He said the last time he was called classless was when he tried to drink wine out of a bottle.
Right.
Yeah. What is that?
Okay. Rieger was acting like he fired back at him.
All right.
It was fun.
Do you hear what Campbell said?
All right, that's enough.
We're talking Lions.
I'm out. I'll see you guys later.